Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Is Hashem, today we'll be learning Tainis Dachov Dalid Amid Aleph. The Gemara starts over the Maisa of Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yokras. Gemara maybe that Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven used to learn by this Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yokras, and he stopped learning by him. And he explained, because Al Benoyu Bito Eloi Rachem, Al Didi Rachem, he was guarding them to have a big einish, as he was very worried. Maybe he would also step out of line and he would get an einish too, as he didn't continue learning by him. As what was the maisa with the ben, and what was the maisa with the bas? As the maisa with the ben was, Rav Yossi was one time icha l'shalim the poyalim. He said they rave him, as the ben said, there's a tana tree, as a tana should be yitzin, they were eichel. As when Rabbi Yossi heard this, he said on him, "Shemishum shetrachta koinecha lehevi lefneiz manoi sheyamus lefneiz manoi." Very strong words. This nakuda, that this inyan of latriach al Hakadosh Baruch Hu to do a shinui teva is a chomedik inyan. We also have on Chav Dalet Amid Beis. We have a story that with Ivris Horma, that in Shvar Malka, that Rava gave someone an einish, he was nifta, and Shvar Malka wasn't happy about it, and Ivris Horma said, don't start in with Rava, that Shem listens to the Yidden, he even brings Shaman, he said, we even bring Shaman now, as Rava was in Spal, in the middle of Tammuz, to be Yerid Kshaman, and it wasn't an ace where they didn't have Kshaman, where they needed it. And because he was Matriach al Koina, his father came to him in a dream and said, "Etrachta al Koincha, Shinu Mekoincha, don't sleep in your bed." He went to sleep somewhere else. And the next day he came in and he looked at his bed and it was full of knives. Rashi says the Shindalids threw knives on his bed to kill him. As we see the Chaimer of Inyan of someone who is Matriach al Koina to make a Shinu Teva, Chil Misa, as what then over here? Pashas, the Chomer Inyan is because he was, it's a chsarn in Kavod Hashem to be Matriach on Hashem to do a nes, Ba'ifin Zeh. Toichon, the Gemara says the story, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi told them that why did he come late in giving them food? Because he was Isaac in a Tvar Mitzvah, he explained it to them. You have a Gemara Daimon, Brachas Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that Eli, when he saw Chana davening, and she was moving her lips and there was no sound coming out, he thought she was a Shikaira. And she says that she was not a Shikaira. And the Gemara said, Mikan Lenechshed B'davar Shetzarech Loimar, that he's Naki. Because over there also, just like when someone's Choshed you, you have to clarify things. This is what then over here, he clarified it. Where's the Makar? Says in Parshas Matas, by going into Eretz Yisrael, by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, by Yisem Nekiyem Hashem Umnei Adam, that a person always has to be Naki, he shouldn't make a Chil Hashem, he shouldn't have people choshing him for no reason. So Meila, he was clarified with them why he was late, he was Isaac B'Tzayrich Mitzvah. But that's the story with the band, that he was Goyim Him Sheyomus Lefnei Zmanai. The second story is with his bas, that he saw this person that was making a hole in the geder, and he asked him why. He says, because your daughter is so beautiful. He had a stare at her. And he said that Kivan Shekein, she should be Yachsa La'afra. And the Mashal learns he told two reasons. Number one, Komet Star Libriyasa, you're causing pain to people because they so much want to look at you. And number two, vayichashlu b'cha b'nei adam. You shouldn't be gair mechet. The lashon of the Gemara Grad is mashmitz one thing. You could explain it as being one because the Gemara says that b'yas amitztarev shelo yichashlu puts it together. As you could explain that being that it's such a tsar not to look at her, and do an Aveiro with not to do an Aveiro with our Zucha people are going to be Nechshel. Avdeika Kpeda was the people would be Nechshel. Vinishvi, he said, Tachsor La'afra. That was his Lashon. He used a very interesting Lashon to say that she should be Nifta. Tachsor La'afra. Maybe you could say he's coming to be Meramez, that really, what is the guf of a person? A piece of Afra. when you have a pretty isha, what is it? A pretty piece of afar. But let's not get carried away with it. It's just a piece of afar. It's the kisui. It's the neshama. It was kilu a remez, not to kilu get carried away with the yofi of the isha. But either way, he says to her that tafsa la'afra and the bach is gairis v'chein have. That's what happened. As the shayli is, why does it only say this by the bas and not by the ben? As you could say, by the ben, he didn't say he should die right away. He said he should be meislef neizmana. It didn't have to happen right away. Mashain came by the isha. Right now, the old mikshalim happened. As right now, she had to be nifta. As v'chein have, it happened right away. As Marsha is, two interesting questions on this Gemara. Number one, we find the Isha who is Yafa v'Yaiser more than any lady in the world. The Gemara says one of the four most prettiest women in the world, the Gemara Megillah, was Sari Menu. And the people that were Nichshol Batu, Paro, Yavimelech. And we don't find Avraham Avinu, Mispalel, that his wife should be Choyza La'afra. As why is he being Mispalel, that his daughter should be Choyza La'afra? The Yesh Lonan, the Shail of the Marsha, maybe you could be machalik between a wife and a daughter. Aber Nira, that you could answer in another way. Well, Derech HaPshat. And you could say that by Sarah, we only found that Paro and Avimelech, because they went to them and they were never there, they were Nichshol. But in day-to-day life, we didn't find that people were running and breaking down the walls to stare at her. Aye, she was so beautiful. But Hashem puts a shmirah on his tzaddikas, like it says in the pasuk, the yunadavara, that Hashem watches over the tzaddikim and the tzidkaniyas, that a michshol chet shouldn't be ba'al yadam. As over there, it wasn't necessary to say tazal la'afra. Mashain came by this girl that he saw on a regular day, a regular person walking over and breaking down the wall to stare at her. She didn't have that special protection. As already now he was choishish for a chet, as he said, tachsul liyafra. That's one shayla of the Marsha and the Gemara. The Marsha is another shayla. And we just had on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amid Beis, that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv was mispalel on a pretty girl that she should become ugly. As why does he have to kill the girl for? Just say she should become ugly, and we won't have any more problems. People won't be nisul from her. But he could be machalik also, and it's here that over there she originally was ugly. He was mispalel she should be pretty. He was mispalel she should go back. Over here is different. It's being mispalel on a pretty girl to be ugly. Ben Yoyada says a different knate. She says a knate in our Gemara. An interesting knate. She said to be mispala on a beautiful girl that she should become ugly. Is it Shinu Teva? Is it direct nest that we're not mispala for? Mashengen to be mispala. She yomis. Misa is Seifa Kolamos. It's something which everyone does. As that's not called a Shinu Teva. Al shtei amaisim, the big shaila is it's also to give people klalas and tell them to be nifter early. It's also to tell anyone that anything bad should happen to them. And if you're going to say they were right, that's Hashem's job. Hashem will give them the einish. But we as people, this isn't our job. In fact, not only it's not our job, it's also. You're not allowed to do it. It's also to say bad things should happen to a person. That's what's going on over here. As this two gdaila, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and Simlas Chaim, Simon Tafresh Chav Zion, Nikilas Yaakov, and Baba Kama, Simon Mem Hei, that they address this question, and they both say a big chedeshim shat, that he didn't mean that it literally should happen. What he was saying was, it's raw, it should happen. Number one, the lashon that he said is very not mashma that way. V'oi, the Gemara says that he was Leichas Albanav Ubnaisav. Yeah, maybe it means he should have been more careful with what he said. Yeah, I mean, the Pashas is Mashma Kipshuta. He really said what he said. As if you look at him in Pashas, he says an interesting pshat in the Gemara. He's talking about in the Pasha Ben Seiru Meirah, that you kill him young. Because he started in a certain path in life, and you say Mutav Shiyomas Zakai Mishiyomas Chayiv, because we're afraid he's going to come to do an Avera Shiyesh Bo Iskila a Chayiv Misa, so you kill him early. As he says that the Oynish of a Ben Sayril Myra is Latoivasai, to save him from doing later on Chatayim. It's Lifa His Tayeles, as he wants to learn. That's shown in this Gemara too, that the Oynish that he did on them was to save them, Ladugma, by the girl. It will cause Chatayim to happen afterwards. As he did a Latoyeles, that they should be Zaycha La'oylam Haba. And you could add a little bit of a knesh that we don't look at Misa that you're dead, it's finished. If I can't by us, you go into a better place. As just normally you want a chamos chusim, but if you see in the future that different things could happen, that bad things could happen, as then, thus is the mahalach, and Rabbi Yeruchim adds, thus is emisa ava va'av for a child. You know, you can look at it, he didn't have rachmanis on his own children. He really loved them. He wanted the best for them. Yeah. And over here, there's an interesting point. Yeruchim doesn't say this. A little bit he bemerks, but you could say a father wants the best for his child. What's the best? Depends what's best for the father. Meaning every father wants his children to be mesudar in olam hazeh. But there's some fathers that want the spitz olam hazeh for their children. They'll spoil them silly because that's what's important to them. And there's some parents that what's important to them is olam ha'emes, olam haba, the real type. As their av is guiding them to enhance their children's life to be zeicha la'olam haba. But yesh lodin on the mahalach of Rabbi Yeruchim a little bit. Now, why didn't he give his son a chance to do tshuva? Vishlaim with the daughter, it's not under his control. Everyone that sees it is going to be running after her. But the son, he could have given him taychacha, maybe been matzah with tshuva, that he shouldn't do it again. A little bit of a aura. The maisa, there's a big hadloshim shat. Rabbi Yosi bar Oven was ozim lilumarai shmoi because of his anaga. As you see that he held this isn't anhaga that you're supposed to do. Be'emes lemetzido etzel other tzaddikim that they were noig like this. Pashtis, this is a das yochid of an anhaga vayifin klali and klal yisrael is neither of these actions. The Gemara then continues and bring the chamar of Rabbi Yosi. They had a very special chamar that it was makbid on Gezel. Frekt Mashon, interesting question. We find in Chazal that the maflig b'shvachoy on the chamar of Reb Pinchas ben Yair. Why doesn't it mention the chamar of Reb Yosi? It was also a very special chamar. As Zogta Marsha, there's a difference. The chamar of Reb Yosi was makbid that his odin shouldn't do Gezel. Reb Pinchas ben Yair had a bigger kunz. He was makbid that the chamo was makbid himself not to eat macholos asuris. That's a shayna hecher and madriga for the chamo. The Gemara then continues and says a ma'isa v'liyezer ish barso, as the Ein Yaakov in the Anif Yosef in the Sefer Iyun Yaakov on Agad the Chazal, agoyrus in the Gemara barsusa b'makom birusa. And the mocker for this is they learned that this is the Tan in the Mishnah of his Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches. It says, a memra be'inin stoko. Tein loy mishaloy, sha'ata v'shalcha shaloy. You should give stoko because you're not giving your money. Everything you have, all your money and you yourself belong to him. Like David HaMelech said, ki mucha kol miyadoy naslocha. Now, whenever it says in the Mishnah, Amar, he said 100 things in his life. What do you mean he was Amar Zeh? This is Malach with the Rav, the Tosfos Yontif, the other Mefarshim. It means this was the memra that he was Rog Alaymer. This is what he was into. Because it's very Matim that this person who is Memran Avis was on Staka. He emphasized his life, he carried it out and he showed it. By he used to give everything he had to Staka as Kimiyotcha HaKol, and now we know how he was able to do it. Had he come to such a high madrega in Staka that every time a Gavei Staka would come, he would give everything. Because when is it hard to give tzedakah? It's hard to give of your money to tzedakah. But if any way you look at it is all Hashem's, it's a totally different attitude. That attitude helped him to be able to give everything to tzedakah. And the Ben Yoyada adds a nice knesh that when he gave all his money that he was carrying to marry off his daughter to Yasim and Yisayma, as he put one chita that he saved in the room, and the room was filled up totally out the door with chita, Azakti Ben Yoyada beautifully, he gave everything he had to staka. As Mida Kenegan Mida, Hashem filled up the entire room, Kala room Kulai, to give him back. As you see, when you give, really, you're going to get back even more. As the Gevurah Sari asks on this Maisa that he gave, that the Gabbai Stokas used to run away from him because he gave everything he had, that the Gemara says, Atakonis Usha, that Amivazvez, the Gemara in Ksubistafnun, Al Yivazvez Yosem Michoimish. As how could he give everything? As he brings the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, Yispeya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that says that's only, you're not mechuyev to give more than a chaymish. But, Mimidas Chasidus, if you want to, you could, over the Lashon, Al Tivazvez Yosem Meduyik, not that way. He brings Rayas, not that way. The Gevurah Sari himself answers that there's a machlekes asugyas if the halach is like Usha, as he all like the Tana that didn't hold of Takonis Usha. Rather no, Gabbai Staka Bisman Hazeh, one of the famous Gabbai Stakas in the Mir, that people used to give him money and people used to aniyim used to come over to him and he used to give everything away. And the Askanim found out that his bills, his grocery bills, weren't getting paid, and they couldn't figure it out. Until one time they watched him, and they saw that as much money as they gave him, people used to come over, and he used to give all the money away. They had to make it tonight with him, that it's a day to the hochi, he's not giving it away. If he gives it away, it's gezo. And everything they have, the pashim, give away. Yes. The Gemara brings a maisa that he went to the shuk and he had nedunya for his bas to marry her off, and he met a Gabbai Staka, and the Gabbai Staka told him he's marrying off for Yosem and Yisayma. As he said, they come first, and he gave all the money away. Fek the Malshav and the Gemara Bamitzi and Ayin Aleph and the Medrash Chazal that this is Seder of Kthima and Staka, who you give first. It says, lad, you give to your karev before you give to other aniyim. As how could it be over on the Seder of Staka, which is a din, halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch, the Seder of Staka? How could he give to Yasum and Yisayim before he gives to his own basa of Adam, his own child? As the Ein Yaakov says, it's muhach mikan that's talking about aniyim on the same level. You have a bunch of aniyim that they all need money, as there's a Seder. But Yosem v'Yisayma for a chasana, thus is an amder together. And the chilek he explains is, a regular ani could shaf geld for himself, he could go around and collect, he could take care of it. Of a Yosem and Yisayma, they don't have, normally the fathers take care of the tzrachim, and if they're not going to take care of it, they have no one to take care of them. As they have kdima to other dinei tzedakah, thus is the mahalach of the Ein Yaakov. As the Bidai said to him, after he did that, he put a chit and the room filled up. She told him, Ma'asalacha Ahuvecha, Tishma, what the one who loves you did. Such a beautiful way to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, Ahuvecha, when we get a siyata deshmaya, how should we feel? Hashem who loves us, look what he does for us. Look at the simcha, look at the taiva that he brings to us. Beautiful viva. As afterwards, the Gemara's maybe two Maisim that are very similar, one with Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and one with Rabbi Nachman, that they were Gozu Tainis, Vispalu, Velo Yodu Geshem, the Chol Shodaitam. They felt very bad, but Asi Mitra. As Reb Nachman said, he felt bad. He was b'makom gvaya, and he felt it was zayrik him on the karka. He was hushpal from this. And Reb Yehuda Nesiya says, there are kama dairus rechaikim. They used to be able to be mispal one person in Geshem Ring, and now the whole door is mispal and nothing happened. As there being a b'chayim pashas kairach, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was nafal on his yad to say nefilas apayim. He explains, what's this Indian that Moshe Rabbeinu was nafal apayim to be mispal? You find it other times too. And what's the tefillah of nefilas apayim? He said, the Indian of nefilas apayim is when we're bending our hand down, we're being machni ourselves to Hashem. We see in our Gemara, when a person has achna, his tefillahs work. It lifts all the tefillahs up. This is the koyach of achna. And he explains, interestingly, that because the ikrei atshuva is achna, as a mele, he's misakin the chet, that was goyim, that the gshamim wasn't yeviv. But you could explain it in a different way also. In the Kapitel Tilim, Nun Aleph, Leib nishba v'nidke, elukim leisiv ze. The Gemara inside the Daf Yamed Beis darshens this on tefillah. Hashem is lo nimas the tefillah of a leib nishba v'nidke. Hashem is so close to the people who have broken hearts, the people who daven and the bachna. The tefillahs are lo nimeses. The tefillahs are miskabelis. Lo yoid into Tilim Kapitel Lamed Dalet Pasuk Yotes Korev Hashem Lenishprei Leib Vestake Ruach Yeshia. They're the people that Hashem saves. Hashem is there to help them. Isaiah says levels of tefillah until he gets the highest level of tefillah. Tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu the Shvitz Tzadik. And what's higher than that is the tefillah of Lenishprei Leib. As when it was Nishva Libam, Cholesh Daitam, the tefillahs will pile. As when a person feels a Chalishas Adas, that's his most misugaldika time to make a tefillah that works. The Gemara then continues and brings a Maisa with Rebbe that he was Goyza Tanis of Loyasa Geshem. Nochis Kameh, the Shliach Siva was Rav Ilfa, or Rav Ilfi. And he said, Mashiva Ruach, Bar Ruach, Mayrid HaGeshem, it started to rain. It's Arach Bir, Mashiva Ruach, or Mayrid HaGeshem is a Shvach, it's not even a Bakashis Geshem. Va'oid, it's also to be Mvakish Shvachim at that time. As what's going on? As you see in this Gemara, big Yisoy, when you Meshabeach Lashem, you Zeicha that the Shvach should come true. And this is the Yisoy of the Chinuch in Parshas Ekev, on the Mishnah of Birchas Hamazon, and he talks, what's this Indian being Mavarach Hashem? Hashem is Mavarach without us. As he says, Baruch means when Makar Hashem is the Makar HaBrachas. To discuss that when Makar Hashem is the Makar of Brachos, we say, Hashem should be Mamala us with Brachos. It's when we're Mishabeach, it's a Siva that the Shvach that we're being Mishabeach should happen, Mida Keneged Mida. You could also hear, when we Mishabeach and we believe in what we're saying, he's the Mashiva Ruach, as that Bitochin in Hashem is Goyrim, that Hashem should be, help us out what we're being Mishabeach Hashem for. As Rebbe was shoyl, ma maisof, what's this chusim, what do you do? And he says he was a gar in a makom where they were aniyim, and they didn't have wine for Kiddush and Abdullah. And he was tayreach lahavi lahem. As you see the big chus of someone who's misayaya. People to be oisiv b'mitzis, pshuto kimashmai, he's able to make a yiridus hakshamim. Fregdem al shots, a gavaldi yischus of a Rebbe, the Kadal Ador, the Machabe Mishnayis, the Gemara in the Mishnah in Saita Memtesom Ebeis, when Rebbe was nifted, there's no one on the same Madrega of Yers Hashem and Novi, was the Spitz. He didn't have a schus to bring Shramim. As the Mashayin says, Al Piyasugi Adoim on Chafalaf Amit Beis, there were Makonis that were protected from individuals in the city. Namisham Ram and Ravunan, it says because it was Zutas Chusdis Chusam. I knew they have bigger Chusim. We didn't need this Chusim for this. And so I didn't over here, Rebbe's Chus was very big. We didn't need it for this. So we used the Chus of someone else. The Gemara brings one more Maisa, Maisa Shayir the Gesha Mishum Amikri Dadiki, somebody who teaches children Taira. And he's Masber, what was his Maisa Shizachal Azan? It's a limit for all of us that all the Marbitze Taira of Kla Yisrael had to be an Emerson Malbitz Taira. As number one, Shemigri Aniyim Kimay Ashirim. He didn't put more koiches into people that pay money. He gave everyone his same hashkah, his same koiches. Not only money, he put equal koiches into everyone. He wanted everyone to shtayt, not just the ones. There's certain ones he has an interest in. Number two, Shaloi lakach kesef. If someone couldn't pay him, he didn't take money and he taught him anyway. Not like certain institutions. If a person doesn't pay, they throw the child out. No. If the child couldn't pay, he taught him Taira anyway. This is Taira. This isn't Stam studies, college. This is Taira. The Kolman de Pasha, Rashi explains, someone who didn't like to learn, Mishachtin alei, he didn't scream at him, he didn't threaten him, what did he do? He gave him sheichad. He used to have a lot of dogim, as he took from his own money dogim, and he gave it to the person. Mikan is a mucker to the Pirshei Mishnayim Sanhedrin in Perik Chelek, that he says when you want to get a child into learning, when they're younger they can't appreciate Torah. As what you do is you give them egoism, when they get older sukkariyot, when they get older more expensive food, older you give them covet, until finally they're misragel to learn, they'll come to appreciate the Torah for what it is and want to learn on their own. But you have to get them into the learning. As yimishachtin alei, like the Gemara over here, umefaisin alei. Not only did him sheichad, he spoke to their lev and he tried to convince them and show them to do it. As you see in Nivlah de Gazach, he's not like some people that being a Rebbe is a business. I do it to make money. By him, he did it to be megadol banim la'Taira. And even a person who wasn't willing to pay, he didn't care. And even a one that wasn't willing to learn, he paid his own money to get him to learn. He really wanted people to learn. So you see the Tzura Nechoin of Marbitze Taira. That is the interest that we have. We want to help people, the Gadol people, the Taira. You see Gadol Schusai, of people that are Marbitze Taira, Mikri Dardiki, Ba'ayfin Zeh, that there's a mikri dadiki, and someone you help people do mitzvahs. And they cause, you read this kshom, and the mida kenegin mida is they gave them themselves to bring good to others. This mida kenegin mida, Hashem gave it to us. They gave it themselves to people who couldn't. Mida kenegin mida, Hashem gives to us that we didn't have.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.